Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you this morning from the chapel here at the church. And this space, and in particular this cross, for a long time was the space and the cross that those who worshiped here at Ascension, this is where they would worship, or a part of section of where they would worship, facing this cross each Sunday when they gathered for worship. This was prior to our new sanctuary being built and opening in 2000. And so there are plenty of folks still who worship here today who remember looking at this cross, remember worshiping in this space, although the cross hung on a different wall in this space, but it's still here as a reminder of what this space at one time was used for. And the cross also, as we know, is a reminder of what God has done through Jesus Christ for each and every one of us. When we gather for worship now, we have the pleasure, the privilege of staring up at a stained glass cross in our new sanctuary, or newish sanctuary, much newer than this space, as a reminder of God's love for each and every one of us. This fall, we have been reading through, and I've been preaching on different covenants in the Old Testament. And for the past few weeks, as we've introduced a new covenant and read about a new covenant, the Israelites, have been reminded to remember. Remember what the Lord your God has done for you. A few weeks ago, when we read about the gift of the Ten Commandments, they're introduced to the Israelites, given to Moses, and as we are told to remember that I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, God reminded the people before providing us with those Ten Commandments, some instructions about how to live in relationship with God and one another. Last week, as we read from Joshua 24, and I preached from it, Joshua reminded the people, the Israelites who gathered at Shechem, of all that the Lord had done for them, all the way back to Moses, all the way through Isaac and Jacob and Esau, and through Joseph, who brought them to Egypt, or was the beginning of the Israelites coming to Egypt. And then the Lord God brought them out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and ultimately brought the Israelites into the promised land. Remember what I have done for you, the Lord says. And in last Sunday's text, then reminded or asked the people whom they will serve that day. Who will they look to as their God, their only one true God? Today, I want to encourage you to remember. Remember what the Lord your God has done for you. What are the ways and the places where throughout your life's journey that you've seen God at work? What are those places and times when looking back, you may not have recognized it at the time, but you can clearly see that God's hand was present, leading you, guiding you, caring for you, nurturing you, putting somebody in your life as an encouragement, as a support, somebody who could show you what love is. This week, my family is celebrating my dad's birthday, and about 6 years ago, my dad got sick, and he's been on a steady decline. And even in the midst of his decline, both cognitively and physically, our family can point to times when God was present, when it was clear that God was leading. There have been graces along the way. And so that gives us strength, courage, and hope amidst my father's decline from a condition from which he will never recover. God has been faithful to God's people, which means God will continue to be faithful to us. So today and this week, I encourage you to remember. Remember that the cross is empty because Jesus has been raised from the dead for you. Remember how you have experienced God in real and tangible ways in the recent path and throughout your life. Remember, the Lord your God brought you out of the house of slavery, slavery from your sin, slavery to death, and has delivered you into the promise of everlasting life. I look forward to seeing you next week on Hump Day. Hallelujah.